The other thing, too, is that when a person is vaccinated, and as you said, they now say 72 vaccines.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're already there. We're already there. We're flying.
We're having a good time. Okay, we'll be right back. It's the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today is Angelo John Gage. He is an author. His book is fabulous. It's called From the Mundane to the Metaphysical. It's a wonderful book. It's put out by Turning the Tide Publishing. And it's a book that everyone can relate to this book. I don't think there's anybody that couldn't relate to what you have written and that wouldn't grow and be a better person for having read your book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I made it where there's certainly things you won't agree with, right? Because I cover a span of different ages, too. For example, I talk about video games. Well, what do you have to do with that, right? But that's me getting to a younger audience because I used to grow up with video games. But I talk about metaphysical questions like, about the universe, about life and existence. This is something older people may think of, you see, or a younger person may not care about. And then there's personal things like relationships, love, you know, depression, anxiety. Right. These are things we've all gone through. And then some exercises in NLP, how to get rid of certain things, you know, to do in your mind to help you. So there's absolutely not a single person who would read this book and say, I absolutely hate all of it. They might hate some of it, but not all of it. You know,
well, I have yet to run into anything that I dislike. I appreciate and respect everything that I have read. Getting back to the vaccine issue.
Sure. Yeah.
And you brought up the vaccine court. Now, when you go in, or when you take your child in and they want to give you six vaccines or three vaccines, you pay for each specific vaccine that you are receiving 75 cents. That goes toward toward a fund so that if people do decide to sue because of vaccine injury, that fund will pay, and they have paid out billions. I'm not sure the exact. I'm not up on the very, very current amount that they've paid out. But when you look at the vaccine ingredients, when you see formaldehyde, aluminum, mercury, aborted fetal tissue, and all of these other things, you think, do I really want to put aluminum in my body? Do I want to put this dye in my body? Parents really do need to look at what they're putting in their body, or what they're allowing a doctor to put in their body, because vaccines are, I believe, part of a depopulation program and Big Pharma. And you said it yourself. Big Pharma wants to keep patients lifelong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a business model. No business model is to lose business, right?
Right. And you talked about the Sackler family.
Yes.
And a lot of people are in pain. And you're talking about personal pain, emotional pain. And there are an awful lot of people who are in pain in this country and looking for something to assuage that pain. And you've done it using a different method. You have faced it straight on, which shows you have a lot of courage. And so that I respect you a great deal for that you evaluated things, because you are an introvert.
Yes.
You evaluated things, and they do have gods of money, and a particular ethnic group has been they've been the drug dealers for a very, very long time, beginning back in the Opium War in China. So there's a trail of dead bodies that is very lengthy, and yet we have politicians who are in bed with these people.
Yep.
Who allow it, who are bought and paid for, they're compromised, they're corrupt. And you talk about the political situation, and you talk about how it's not workable.
No.
So talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned in the book, I talk about this whole like left versus right paradigm, and they
right.
split the people in half. And I basically also mentioned about the media, how it's one of the greatest weapons of mass deception, next to the banking cartel. So the cartels have all the money, the banking cartel, they put everyone in debt, but in order to keep their power, they have to deceive the people. And they make this like sports kind of thing. It's like sports, like, oh, left wing versus right, or Republican versus Democrat. And I compare it to a sports game or like a Super Bowl. That's every election's a Super Bowl. So everyone's yelling at each other, screaming at each other. Oh, you voted for this guy. It's your fault. Meanwhile, the bankers are robbing us all blind. And that's how it's been for at least a century in this country. And who knows how long, for millennia, they've been doing this. But ultimately, I say that this is the whole system makes no sense. This whole two-party system doesn't make sense. You need a one-party state. We've seen it in history happen before. It does work. Of course, they demonize these people as much as they can because they want anyone replicating it. But you need to do that. I mean, you wouldn't run a business like this. You wouldn't run a business where half your board hates you and wants to not do the same product as you. You can't run a business like that. You need to unify the people and have a one-party state or one-party states of many states, you know, whatever you want to do. But to me, I said to someone, I was interviewed by some person from one of these watch orgs or whatever, I forgot, like Turning Point Memo or something. She's like, so what do you think about this? Why don't we just split the country in half? Democrats go to left, country, everyone else go to the right. You know, split it in half. Let's live in our own people. And she said, oh, that's a good idea. But the problem is the system is made that they don't want us to do anything like that. No form of unification. It has to be diversified in every way possible, religiously, racially, you name it. And they put us against each other so that we attack each other and never attack them. So anything that unifies the people, they don't want it. So having a two-party system like this where you blame the other people, it's the Republicans, it's the Democrats, it's this, that's, they love that. And that's what the media does. The media is controlled. There's six corporations controlled by the same people, essentially, who have the same interests, and they just play each other off another. And then you have these arguments. And so we have to be very careful and see through this sham and say, okay, well, you know, how do we solve the problem? How do we eliminate the 1%, the parasite class, the banking cartels, the military industrial cartels? We can't do it yelling at each other. That's what they want. So how do we do that? It's going to be hard to do, but ultimately learning the truth that we're being deceived, many people don't want to accept that. because their ego doesn't want to accept that. And that's why I say a lot of people, they'll believe things that make no sense because they're invested in it, and it would destroy their lives. Imagine me, I'm a Marine. I was in my barracks. My friend showed me a video on 9/11. I was like, what the hell is this? My whole life was like upside down. I'm like, I just served the wrong people. I just served Israel. You know, what's going on here? So I had to accept that red pill. A lot of people don't want to accept the truth because it hurts too much and it will destroy their worldview. I mean, look, I was Catholic for 23 years. I served the Marine Corps. Those two things I had to let go. I had to let go of those things. I believed in Catholicism for 23 years, and I started questioning religion. I said, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. And I just said, I let go of it. And I, in my book, I do talk about what God could be, right? I'm not like saying I'm an atheist, but technically I'm a pantheist. But I talk about Alan Watts, who's one of my favorite guys, philosophy-wise. And he's like, everything is God, essentially Taoism, if you will, kind of an Eastern philosophy. But I don't believe in a personal being with anger issues who floods people. I don't believe that.
Oh, I don't believe that. Yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, but people believe that. And you know what? Fine. Believe what you want. My father's Catholic. He always asks that question to me. We always talk about it. I respect people's religion. I don't care. But I always just tend not to discuss it, you know, because there's no point. But at the end of the day, they use religion. They use everything. Race. They use even man versus woman now. Children, any division they can imagine, they'll use it. And that's why they are successful in usurping nations, destroying them, putting them in debt, and causing chaos. Because the people, they let it happen, essentially. And they think they're doing the right thing. They think they're morally correct in their viewpoint. When morality, in my view, is subjective. It's an opinion, and that's it. And so how can you win an opinion? You can't. So you're going to fight about it and go back and forth while these bankers and these parasites take all your money, all your assets, and eventually continue to enslave you. And you're okay with it. People are okay with it. Well, what can we do? That's how it's always been. You know, that's what I hear all the time. And that's why it's always been that way. But we've seen in history, we've seen people stand up to the bankers and fight them. And, you know, it can be done. It's just that you need to have the whole world on the same page to take these people out. You can't just have one or two countries wake up, because then they'll just send the other countries to destroy you. You see?
Right. Sure.
So that's why this awakening has to be global.
And unfortunately, when you look at this COVID scam, it's worldwide. So there are a few countries who have not locked down, but they're few and far between. And They've tried to bribe them, say, oh, we'll give you this much, this many billion dollars if you'll go along with this. But it is a worldwide scam. And it's, I can't believe how many people have fallen for this. I listened to, earlier today, I listened to Jerry Day talk about this. He's got a 12-minute video. Discusses the situation with COVID. It is so blatant. I don't know why so many people are buying into this, but I think fear does this. Fear makes you very vulnerable. One of the things that you talked about in your book is capital punishment.
Oh, yeah.
I love what you say about capital punishment.
I'm a big fan. I don't know. It's something my father's like, no, because he's Catholic. No, you can't do that. God, listen, for me, unless you know that you're going to die for what you've done, you're going to do it. If you know that you're going to go to jail for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, eat three meals a day, do push-ups, play cards, you're not going to really be afraid to stop your crimes, you know? So for me, I'm a big fan of capital punishment because it's also a sign of mercy, if you think about it. Like, here's a guy who's a pedophile. He's raped children. There's something wrong with him. He's sick. He probably doesn't even want to be that way.
He's evil.
He's evil too, but maybe there's some genetic. You're doing him a favor. Put him to sleep. You know, it's like, why put him in a box and pay 30 years life prison taxes and feeding him? Just put him to sleep like you would put a dog to sleep who bit somebody. I look at it like, so it is tough, but it's also a form of mercy if you look at it. Just put these people out of commission. Just take them away. But we don't do that. We really don't do that. And that's why I think criminals do what they want. We definitely don't do it to the people who deserve it on the top, which is why they do what they want to do across the world. But that's the thing. I'm a big fan of it because I believe it's necessary. And if I were to ever commit a crime that's worthy of it, I wouldn't even resist it. I would take it. You know, I wouldn't do a crime like that. But I think it's necessary. We're not tough on crime. And I think capital punishment, not 10 years on death row, 20, 30 years instantly.
Right.
Quickly. I mean, but it has to. And in the book, I outline what kind of prerequisites you need. Because, you know, Angela, what if you kill someone who's innocent? We're not going to do that, you see? It has to be, like, irrefutably true. The evidence has to be so perfect that it's impossible to do it, you know?
Right.
And certain crimes as well. Because there have been people who have been executed wrongfully, you know? But we would have I mentioned in the book how we could avoid that. So anyway, I cut you off there. What were you going to say? What's your thing? So you like my view on it.
Oh, I love it. Yes, I do. Absolutely. I love it. Because you see these people who are guilty and they keep having their lawyer do a stay of execution. They do this. And I'm thinking, my gosh, what is wrong? Why can't they effectively do the law if there's a capital, if they've committed a capital crime? They just, and that includes politicians.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Particularly politicians. When you look at the background of so many of our politicians from World War I forward, or well, even before, but World War I forward, you had the Bush family involved with the arms movement industry. These people have been making money off murdering, slaughtering other people in other countries for decades. They slaughter people. I get so upset about this.
Well,
they slaughter people, okay?
Yeah, and that's why I wrote corruption. Government corruption should be punishable by death, period.
Absolutely.
Any form, any even a stupid thing. You've given the trust of the country. Let's suppose someone stole $1 from the U.S. Treasury. You just stole from 320 million Americans. How many life sentences is that? Might as well just put you down because you're a criminal in the highest office, you see? So I think the more power you're given, the more harsh your punishment should be because of the trust you're given. You know, people say that's not fair. It's not supposed to be fair when you have that much power and you violate your oath and you steal from the people. Government corruption, in my view, death penalty. And then it will end. Nobody would sign up to even be someone in Congress if they knew. If a congressperson knew, I'm going to run for Congress, I could be killed if anything, you know, if I'm corrupt. 99% of the people today would resign instantly. If I were to pass a law tomorrow, from now on, corruption is death penalty, these guys would all resign, all of them. And I would join because I know I wouldn't care if I did. I wouldn't be corrupt.
Sure.
You know? So only the good people would join.
The problem is that they're the ones that are making the laws.
Mm-hmm.
It's the criminals who are making the laws.
Yep.
So we cannot effectively implement what should be in place because they are the ones that control the courts. They control Congress. They control the media.
Yep.
So it's...
You need a populist movement. Populist,
yes.
Mass movement of unified people to say we've had enough.
Right.
That's what you need.
Right.
And we've seen it. Deanna, we've seen it before in history. We've seen it, and you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
and
yes,
it can happen, and it probably will happen again because these people never stop doing what they always do. And so hopefully it happens in our lifetime. That's all I can say.
That would be terrific.
Yes.
That would be really terrific. You also talk about abortion,
mm-hmm.
and in conjunction with murder. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Scott Peterson, who was convicted of murdering his wife, who was 8 months pregnant? Her name was Lacey Peterson. He murdered her on Christmas Eve in 2002. Okay, we'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead. To change the bad to good. To live in harmony. It starts.
All righty, we are back with our guest. I just love that song. It was written by a listener, and it just really says what I believe. Anyway, Scott Peterson murdered his wife. She was 8 months pregnant with their unborn son, and he dumped their bodies in the San Francisco Bay, and they surfaced several months later. Ugh. And he was, he's probably still alive. So it's been several, 20 years. And he was convicted for killing two people rather than one person. And yet, if you have a license to perform an abortion, you can do it. Yep. See, the government has to give you a license to kill people.
Yes.
If you performed an abortion on your neighbor, you would be jailed. Yep. If you gave your neighbor the ingredients of a vaccine, if you injected your neighbor with those ingredients or your own child, you would be convicted of trying to poison somebody. You have to be licensed by the government in order to commit a crime.
Pretty much. No, it's interesting because you mentioned it's two people, a double homicide. Yeah. So
right.
And now it's like the problem with abortion I see, and I have a pretty balanced stance. I say it should only be done in extreme circumstances. It should be last resort to spare the child of a disease or the mother of death or so. And look, honestly, if you're a mother who's going to die delivering your kid, you should probably let your kid live. That's just me. But some people wouldn't do that. But I am against the abortions of convenience. In other words, I mentioned in the book that if somebody's like, oh, I'm pregnant, well, I don't want to ruin my career and kill this baby. So that shouldn't be possible. You know, it should be this is a medical emergency, or within a certain like 6 weeks or something small, whatever the case. I try to find a balance between women's rights, but I tell people when they say my body, my choice, it's not really your body though. There's a body growing inside of your body, and I want you to understand that. That's what I'm trying to tell people to look at it that way. Because just now, Argentina passed a law allowing women to have an abortion 14 weeks, and there are thousands of women in the street yelling and screaming with joy. Do you see the sickness there, Deanna? These are women who are happy to kill babies that are growing, and left at their own device, the baby will develop. And I have arguments. What about your sperm? What about if you go do this? And but once the things are put together, human life is created. And again, I'm not super like, oh, once it happens, it's there. I'm about, let's be logical about this. Let's not kill children after the second trimester. Let's not, you know, you have 1 month to make a decision for whatever reason, finances, whatever. But even so, why did you get pregnant? You didn't use contraceptives. You didn't use protection. You were lazy. You were promiscuous. You know, really, most abortions could be avoided by having safe sex. I mean, obviously, right? Right. Or not at all. And so the abortions of convenience are really done by people who are promiscuous. And I'll tell you my own story. My girlfriend and I, we had unprotected sex a long time when I was younger, and she was impregnated, and she was 6 weeks, and you know, we were doing drugs, we were partying, drinking. I'm like, I can't have a kid at this age. We're 28 or 26, and who knows what the substances would do to our fetus. So we had an abortion. And I wonder to this day, I don't talk to her anymore. I'm married to someone else. I wonder, what would my 10-year-old be like? So even me as a man, I'm like, man, I killed somebody who could have been. Did I spare the child the life of, you know, drama and talk? Who knows? Maybe. But I've done it. So I know from my own personal experience that that was an abortion of convenience. It was. And some people say, no, it's actually good. You spared them, you know, something. You don't want these kids, yada, yada, yada. But really, I took a human life, because you cannot argue. I argue in the book. You cannot argue that it's not a human life. It is a human life. It's a human life at a certain stage. No different than someone who's elderly. No different. I mean, there's difference of cell, how many cells, trillions of cells to whatever cells. Mm-hmm. But you're still taking a human life. A sperm and an egg alone is not a human life. Together, it's a human life.
Right.
After that, it grows. Let it be, right? But that's why I'm against abortions of convenience, which a lot of young teens do. A lot of women in the African-American community do a lot of these things, really, like 50 million since 1937, 73.
Right.
And they talk about Black Lives Matter. Talk about Black Lives Matter, but you're killing them. See, so there's all these – and this is because of the feminism and these convenience abortions that you can go in without telling your parents to get an abortion, you know, things like this. There's no consequence. This should be a tragedy. Abortion should be a oh, my God, I have to get one because my child has no brain. Oh, my God, you know, it should be a terrible thing. Instead, it's being celebrated. Like, yeah, freedom, liberty. Go get an abortion and feel what it's like. You'll feel so liberated. I've seen a feminist say, nobody knows how great it is to feel. You're crazy. So this is what I'm against. You know, of course, the celebration of such a tragic thing that may have to happen in some cases, like rape. If you're raped, I don't think you should be forced to have a kid. Incest, raped by family, absolutely not. Degenerate diseases, something like this. Your kid's going to be, you know, born without eyes. I don't know. Those are reasons why I would do it.
All righty, we're going to a break and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
All right, we are back. And we were talking about abortion, and I was, during the break, I was thinking about my miracle child. My doctor told me, I was in the hospital 5 times during my pregnancy with my daughter.
Wow.
And the first time that I went in, he said, "You really should abort this child." And I just did. I would not do it. I just felt I couldn't. I wouldn't. And my children are the joy of my life. And I would have missed that. I would have missed the joy of her sweet smile. I am so blessed to have been able to be her mother.
Yeah, I mean that's. I wonder if the doctor just wanted you to do it for some reason.
Well, because he said that I was. I actually did have to have a hysterectomy 9 months later, but I would have missed the beauty of her life. I did the right thing. Sometimes you have to go with your gut.
Yeah.
You can't you can't take authority figures as gods and say, oh, well, gosh, I better do this. I just wouldn't and couldn't and didn't. And I'm grateful every day that I didn't.
Yeah, they're only human, you know. They can make bad decisions, too. And
exactly.
That's the problem with authority.
Exactly. What do they know? Who are they? And speaking, let's go back to the jail thing.
Sure.
Okay, Epstein, he divulged all this stuff. Clinton was a frequent flyer on the Lolita Express. Dershowitz was involved. All these people that were involved, they're still running around. What has happened to them? They are guilty of being pedophiles, filthy pedophiles, and they're still running around, which is flaunting the law.
Yeah, it's insane, but that's the world that we are allowing to happen. Because people are so detached from these things. Oh, my God, it's terrible. But they have mortgages. They have bills to pay. They have their own problems. So unless it hits home to them personally, most people don't act. But that's why I tell people, you know, as things will get worse, eventually we will have Weimar Republic type conditions where people will have to do something because a loaf of bread will be $100,000. It might take that. Maybe these people have learned not to let it happen that way. I don't know. But I don't think these people... the people in charge or what they're doing, I see that they make the same mistakes over and over again. And I
are
also,
they mistakes or are they just scheduled?
I don't know, but either way, it's also our fault because complacency kills. It's the one thing I learned from the Marine Corps. Complacency kills. If you get complacent in the war zone, you take off your helmet, your rifle's away from you. Next thing you know, guy gets into camp, starts shooting people, you're dead. So complacency kills. And I always remember that. And I look at this relationship we have with these people at the top, and it's a two-way thing, and we allow these people to get away with it. We really do because people are afraid to sacrifice, whether it be lose their job or lose their lives for freedom and justice. And our enemies know that. They understand people are that way, but most people are,
right?
And they can manipulate it. So you always need a minority of people to get everyone else to be convinced, look, we have a better deal than these guys. You know, these people are doing this to us. We have to stand up and fight. But that takes it takes the masses a long time to suffer. They take a lot of – look at this $600 check. What a slap in the face. Israel gets $500,000. Nepal gets this much money. Pakistan, all this money for all these other countries, but you get $600. That should have been right there, slap in the face. And nope, nobody has done anything. So
since 1948, we have subsidized Israel with billions and billions and billions of dollars while they kill and slaughter the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And yet, about the same time that 1948, you had the Genocide Treaty was passed, where supposedly anybody that attacks another ethnic group, they're guilty of genocide, and the UN is supposed to punish or at least see that justice is done so that nobody kills another ethnic group. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're killing the people in Yemen. They're starving the people in Yemen to death.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're killing the Palestinians, stealing their land.
Yep.
What the heck? Why pass these laws? Are they only good for one ethnic group? What the heck?
Right.
I get really ticked off.
I could tell. No, it's the injustice. And people know the power that group has in America because America is their, you know, executive branch, if you will. And if America wasn't, they'd have a lot more problems and they wouldn't be able to be so arrogant and cocky in what they're doing. So if America pulled out its support for Israel, they'd be in a lot of trouble. They'd start acting the way they should act. But until we do that, they're not going to change anything. And like I mentioned before, all of our politicians are corrupt. So
right, yeah, they're all owned and controlled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they just released Pollard Jonathan Pollard.
Yeah.
He was stealing. He was just one of dozens, maybe one of a hundred, of hundreds. And no big deal. They've stolen uranium from the country. They've destroyed cities and areas in Pennsylvania and left the U.S. government and the local government to clean up when they've destroyed land with uranium because they weren't doing something properly. They're criminals. Why the? I just get so upset.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mention these people specifically in the book for a reason, because I want people to start thinking on their own and concluding what I mean. And it's obvious in the sense that, you know, either way, it's the elite at the top. It doesn't matter what their ethnic group is. It's the actions they take. And once the people identify those actions, they will understand the pattern of who these people are. And again, it's not just that one tribe. It's all the people with them, the Clintons, it could be the Saudis.
Yes.
It's just a parasitical, psychopathic elite at the top of the world, which I mentioned, that they're psychopaths running the planet. It's a small minority of people on any population. It's like 1% or something. That's a lot of people. You know, if our country is 320 million people, 1% of that is like 3 million people, something like that, right? That's 300 million psychopaths. That's 3 million psychopaths running around. How likely of them to be all in Congress? All 500? It's very likely. All the CEOs, all the business people. It's very likely, because psychopaths climb the ladder by destroying other people. And they can mimic empathy and manipulate you. So the world's run by psychopaths. I think no one would disagree with that. And that's all the world's leaders, mostly. And we need someone who's not a psychopath to stand up, several of them in different countries, to do something about it. But we need the people's support. And that's the biggest hurdle, is to unify the people. And that's why I write my book. You know, we all want to avoid suffering. If only we could work together on that. If only we could work together on eliminating suffering that's not necessary. I write these things because everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to have their families. Everybody wants peace, you know, and people have different methods to get it. Unfortunately, the people in charge have their own wicked ways to do it, because they want peace on their own. But, you know, we have to understand, and I talk about these, the predator class, and they don't deserve to live in this world. They don't deserve to live. And in the world I envision, they don't deserve to live.
I agree. You talk also about not arguing with people.
Yeah.
It really doesn't do much good to argue with people. You can share your opinions, and which is what you do, and you do it wonderfully well. And then they can make their own decisions. Yeah. But you're not going to waste your energy trying to convince somebody, because people just aren't convincible if they decide what they want to do.
I remember people telling me, don't join the Marine Corps. And they were telling me why. And I was like, oh, you're just not a patriot. Like, they wouldn't convince me either. So there's a time where you learn on your own. You plant the seed, and then other things will water that seed in the person's experience in life, and they'll go, wow, that guy was right. Might take a time. Maybe they'll never wake up. So now I don't argue with people, in the sense that I share my opinion. I share, well, facts usually, not my opinions. And then, you know, if I see the person's, you know, too far out, I don't even bother. There's no reason. I like to speak to fence sitters, people who are in the middle. Well, I think I saw this. What do you think of that? I don't care about arguing with my enemies, number one. I don't care at all, because they want to destroy me. I've learned not to get sucked into the troll arguments. I used to spend time talking to my enemies all the time. Oh, these people are lying. You're lying about me. Why are you saying this? And trying to debunk that. They're doing it on purpose. So I focus a lot of my time just talking to people who are on the fence, or trying to help my allies and give them motivation and inspiration to take action in some way, shape, or form. That's where you should put your time. People like yourself who are already with you, focus on building a team, getting your message out there, a unified message, and looking for the fence sitters who are like, there's something wrong with this, so what can we do? That's what you need to look for. Don't argue with people who are too far gone and can't wake up even. There are some people who just can't. They're too invested. They're too far gone, too programmed, and that's just a casualty of war, if you will. You look at it like that. You know, it's like a zombie virus. They got infected. They can't save them. You got to let them go. So.
There's one place in your book, early on in your book, where you make the statements in bold.
Yes.
It's just terrific. You're talking about Rocky.
Rocky Balboa's, one movie scene. You should watch that if you haven't. You can just Google it.
Yes.
It's a beautiful scene. It's one of the best scenes in movie history, in my opinion, when it comes to motivation.
Exactly. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, I mean, I don't remember everything you said, but I don't have the book on me. I mean, I have it in my living room.
Oh, okay.
But if you want me to grab it, I could definitely read it if you want. Or if you want to read it, you can go ahead.
Whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Grab your book, because you can do it with the feeling that you want to have.
All right, I will.
Okay. This is really a great scene. It's a great book. It is so full of wisdom. I feel like I know this gentleman. I have so much commonality with him. This is somebody that has that is not afraid to be emotional and shed a tear, not afraid to be angry, but would probably not expend his anger energy where it would not be necessary. Okay.
I have the book here. All right.
Okay, so, it's on page 10. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, page 10. So this is a scene where Rocky Balboa and his son get in an argument, and his son's like, you know, Dad, it's hard living in your shadow and blah, blah, blah. And he's making all these excuses why he hasn't exceeded. So Rocky says this to him. He says, let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. Then I bolded this. You, me, or nobody is going to hit hardest life. But it ain't how hard you can get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you could take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens, you're my son, you're my blood. The best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life. And that quote right there, especially in bold, which I screwed up, by the way, sorry. But, you know, it's just something you got to say. If you Google Rocky Balboa scene with his son, you'll see the energy Stallone puts in it. It is beautiful.
Yes.
Way better than I wrote it. But that's the thing. It was all about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That one line has been my life story.
Yes,
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask me why am I so sensitive in this book, because I know what people are suffering. I know what they're going through. And I persevered through it. In fact, I got the tattoo on my arm that says perseverance. On my left, to my right bicep on the bottom, to remind me to persevere through all this suffering. And again, a lot of my suffering was mental. You know, I'm not deformed. I don't have a, you know, missing leg, or, you know, it's not like I've had a bad life with my family. A lot of it has been because I'm an introvert, my ego torturing me for decades and being lied to is very, again, that's why a lot of people, Deanna, they don't want to know the truth because it would destroy their entire worldview, their investment, their belief system, you know. I was willing to do that. I was willing to jump through the rabbit holes, and there's a price to pay. It's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would know the truth. I know the truth. Yeah, sure. No, it's not easy to find the truth, first of all, and then to accept the truth. So that's why, you know, you got to take the hits. If you want to know the truth, you want to know what life's about, you want to introspectively do some kind of soul searching and really challenge your ego and tame it, you have to suffer. It's just a spiritual adventure. And there's a lot of spirituality in this book, by the way. It's not religious, but
yes,
it's a lot of spirituality, because I do think we're spiritual beings. But
we are.
But don't confuse that with religious.
Religion, yeah. Right.
But yes, it's very important that, you know, we go and understand that life is going to be challenging. And we have to take these hits and keep moving forward. That line right there really pushed me through a lot of suffering. So that's why I shared it. And it's from a movie. That's why I was like, I don't want to put any quotes in this book. Then I started putting quotes anyway. But that quote, I suggest everyone Google it. You know, Rocky Balboa, and he's talking to his son. And you'll see. It's just an incredible thing to watch. A speech to his son. Yeah. So just Google Rocky Balboa's speech to his son. Inspirational speech to his son. You'll get it on YouTube or whatever, and you'll see it all. It's beautiful. It's about 4 minutes long or whatever, 3 to 4 minutes. And it's just a great scene, probably one of the best scenes I've ever seen in my life in regards to inspiration and not making excuses. So I had to share it. I had to share it.
Right. And it was very appropriate.
Yeah.
Very appropriate. And appropriate to your growth.
Yes.
Because, well, you suffered from PTSD as a result of your Marine Corps service.
Yep.
How did you seek counseling? Okay, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
All righty, we are back with our guest, Angelo John Gage. His website is angelojohngage.com. He is the author of a must-read book, From the Mundane to the Metaphysical, and we're talking about PTSD. And before you talk about that, just let me share something from your book. Hatred costs too much. Notice how much more suffering and pain hatred adds to your current challenges. Some of us get sucked in so deeply that it costs us our very souls. The more you allow your anger, jealousy, or whatever other negative emotions drive you into hatred, the more you'll pay. Notice that negative emotions always feel draining. That's because they are. How many of you have felt drained after a moment of joy? Right? When you feel joy, it doesn't drain you. Anyway, tell us about your PTSD and how you managed. Are you there?
I was muted.
My
PTSD came later on. So I got in the Marine Corps and I was happy, extremely happy to leave. And I went to Italy for like a few weeks to go see my family there and to connect with my cousins and all that. So it was a good vacation. And I signed up for college quickly, getting very quickly. And my first semester, I got a 3.63 GPA. So I was like, oh, this is great. I loved it. I had the discipline. The next semester, 3.83 GPA. And then suddenly I had the urge to quit. Like a month before, I had to get my exam, and I was like, no, I'm done. Then I went back and repeated the same courses with the same teachers, saying, listen, I think I have PTSD. I quit because of this. Like, okay, we'll reinstate your grades and everything. Went back, same teachers came the same month in May to do my finals or whatever. I was like, no, this is not for me. Then I did energy consulting. No, this is not for me. Massage therapy. No, this is not for me. Club promoter. Nah, this is not for me. And eventually I was like, what the hell's wrong with me? So I started to look into this stuff and I realized that my PTSD was coming on later on. You lose passion. You're not motivated. You're depressed. Your moods are up and down. So even though I had a discipline to do work, I didn't care to do it. I lost interest in it. I was very bored. And also I was trying to live my life. You know, I missed out in college and the partying. So I was going to clubs, chasing women, partying, doing drugs, whatever the case, maniac. That didn't help. But eventually I was like, there's something wrong with me. And I started looking into Tony Robbins and I went to go get NLP courses. I actually finished that. So that's the one thing I finished. But my PTSD came later on. My relationships with people were very difficult, with girlfriends and things like that. It was like a buildup over the years. So I've managed by, I do take medication, very low dosages. But I did seek help. And, you know, basically a lot of this internal stuff was something I had to deal with, my ego.
Yes.
So that's what it really came down to.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back and we will take some questions. Be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.